experienced and the first certified, along with her partner, MetroSinus.com. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Dr. Karen Boone can help you either way, but maybe you're a perfect candidate for in-office balloon sinoplasty. 636-685-8040. It's covered with Medicare and most major insurance carriers. MetroSinus.com or 636-685-8040. Dr. Karen Boone can fix your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus.com.
For a country club quality lawn next spring, Top Dress with STA certified compost this fall from St. Louis Composting. Top dressing your lawn and garden with compost now rebuilds nutritional balance in depleted soil, increases soil aeration, and improves the drought resistance of plants. Visit one of their locations on both sides of the river for an array of STA certified compost, soil, or mulch products available by the bag or by the truckload. It's the healthy, all-natural diet for your garden and lawn. St. Louis Composting is stocked to meet all of your fall lawn and gardening needs. Visit the location closest to you or order online at stlcompost.com. That's stlcompost.com. St. Louis Composting, enriching the soil naturally since 1992.
Okay, R&R Sanitation has been a sponsor to the show for many, many years. I've been a spokesman for many, many years, and it's safe to say that I've been a customer of R&R Sanitation from time to time because, well, they've got the best porta potties in town, but I've got a problem. First of all, everyone knows that they're the best. They're the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. Everyone knows the phone number, 314-776-4000. Everybody knows that R&R Sanitation wants your stinking business. But please, just because you pass an R&R Sanitation porta potty on the side of a highway, at an event, at a charity event, or some type of construction site or a party, you don't have to tweet the picture to me. I get it. They're everywhere. So when you see R&R Sanitation, you don't necessarily have to think, oh, McGraw-Millhaven. Think R&R Sanitation. Think, oh, the cleanest porta potties in the business. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Randy Naughton here to say that True Clean Carpet is truly the best. Why do I know? I've used them in my house, and believe you me, I need it. I've got three big dogs with a lot of muddy paws. True Clean Carpet is better and different than any other carpet cleaning system, but don't take my word for it. Readers of St. Louis Home Magazine voted True Clean Carpet number one, the best of any major carpet cleaner in St. Louis. Also, the Carpet and Rug Institute tested the True Clean system and awarded True Clean its highest honor for its cleaning results. There are some key differences between True Clean Carpet and other carpet cleaners. True Clean doesn't use any shampoos or detergents. Detergents leave the resoiling residue in your carpet, and it attracts even more dirt, so your carpets begin to look dingy after only weeks of having them cleaned. Also, the True Clean system gets your carpet dry in only 1 to 2 hours instead of 1 to 2 days. So do what I do. Call True Clean Carpet at 314-427-9500 or see them at truecleancarpet.com. Mention my name and get one Scotchgard protection absolutely free.
Monday nights are something to look forward to during the Mizzou football season. Why? Because of Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill. Every Monday from 6:30 to 9 p.m., join John Hadley and Jim Huer at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill as they talk about, what else? Mizzou football, of course, as well as the SEC and other sports topics. Join us for Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill at 3503 Roger Place in South St. Louis from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year 3 out of the last 4 years, Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey, and the big 550 KTRS.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
Oh, we're full of chat, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
organized crime
from it. So get loosened up, we're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon. afternoon and welcome to the September 5th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. That's where I bank. Checking, savings, car loans, all that stuff. Whatever it is that you do at your bank now, you know that song? It's from some music. Anything you can do, I can do better. I hate that song, and I don't like most music.
No, you can't. Yes, you can. I can.
No, you can. Yes, you know. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Anything your bank can do and is doing for you, I think First Community probably could do better. We'll talk. Can we talk, as Joan Rivers would say?
Hey!
Or would have said when she was living. The control board operator is Eon, the peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to switch jobs, now's a great time to sit down with Mark and Jason.
What
and they
would
can
be
go over
a good time to do that?
Right now.
All right.
And you can sit down with Mark and Jason and go over all the options in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. I know he had a Burke segment contribution. We didn't get around to that. Maybe we'll do it here. I don't know. We'll see what he's got. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. Hi, everybody.
It looked like I did. Did I wake you?
He threw him off a little bit.
No, you threw me off a little. I'm going to save my Burke segment because it's kind of a downer, Burke's.
No, we don't want that.
No, I don't want that.
We don't need that in the playhouse. No downers here. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Paul Harris is on assignment today. But Ratboy says he's got a great idea for a segment called, not the Harris Challenge, the what challenge?
Cheese.
The Cheese Challenge.
Maybe identify cheese just by looking at it?
Yeah. Or smelling it or tasting it. What kind
that
of cheese?
Sounds fun.
It's not good radio, though.
No, not
tasting
on the radio.
And smelling and taste, that's not a good idea. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're the best. You're the greatest.
Yeah.
Thank you. My First Community Credit Union, who always sponsors the yard sale tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, except tomorrow morning there'll be no yard sale. In fact, there won't be one for the next two Saturdays. I know you're upset. I don't blame you. Can't do anything about it. It has to do with scheduling and rescheduling and Mizzou football and that kind of thing. So the next two Saturdays, no yard sale. But when there is one, it's always sponsored by First Community Credit Union. Great place to bank. Why would anybody be able to say that a certain place is a great, what makes it a great place to bank? Well, several things. One, you always want to know that where you're banking, that whatever rate you're getting on money you borrow or money you save is a good rate. You don't have to worry about that. They wouldn't be the largest credit union in the whole St. Louis area if their rates weren't terrific. And you want to know about service and how they treat people. Well, it's a big place with 40 locations. I'm sure that every once in a while you might encounter somebody who's having a bad day or in a bad mood. I've never had it happen. And I go in there more than most people go in there. They're trained to treat customers like as if they own the place, because guess what? They do. Look, every customer owns a teeny tiny percent of First Community Credit Union. Can't sell it, but it's owned by the customers. It's non-profit. And that means at the end of the year, they take the profits, put them right back in the credit union, so there's plenty of money when people need to borrow it. Very stable, very secure, great place to bank, First Community Credit Union. Now, normally there's the Harris Challenge, knuckleheads in the news, and it's sponsored. And the sponsor doesn't pay to not be on like one Friday a month. So if you could, please start the semi-random category computer. And now it is time to play the not Harris Challenge. No contestants, no questions, just
hey,
the music.
There we go. And we have people calling, actually, probably, but
there
but
is
hey,
no Harris Challenge, but I believe no. We have a sponsor.
We do. The Harris Challenge, if we were playing it today,
which
would be
we're
sponsored
not.
By... No, we're not. would be sponsored by the Well Hungarians.
Mm-hmm.
And you can catch the Well Hungarians at the Stratford Bar and Grill every Wednesday night in Fenton with no cover charge. Every Thursday, they're at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville with no cover charge. You can also catch the Well Hungarians tomorrow night for Eureka Days. The Eureka Days. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Hold on.
And you teach broadcasting?
Yeah, I know.
I think the Well Hungarians pay for Paul to read.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I believe they do.
I'm sorry. You can also catch the Well Hungarians tomorrow night for Eureka Days Picnic in Eureka. All ages. It's a family show. They start at 7:30. Fireworks at 9 o'clock. And then...
Is this the longest sponsorship billboard ever?
No, there's a
open and a close.
There's an open and a close.
So I'm doing it all together.
Oh, you're putting them together.
I'm putting them together.
Okay.
The sandwich.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So if it, the close of would be the Eureka Days, and then on Sunday, we have the Mile 277 Tap and Grill right there at Watson and Lindbergh. That's the USO benefit. The Well Hungarians will be playing there as well, starting at noon. Well, along with eight other bands, so that's what's going on.
All right. Is there closing music for the challenge?
Isn't there a website where you can see all that information?
You can go to thewellhungarians.net and find out everything about them.
All right. And this concludes the Knott Harris Challenge.
And now, boy. This is nice because I don't have to pick out any prizes.
Now the rest of the Playhouse. My son called me a while ago. And he had a very interesting story. My son loves to fish. And he's got some very nice rods and reels. It's like anything else. If somebody's a really good competition skeet shooter, they have a nice shotgun.
Over time.
Then I got to have a $500 shotgun. And he, over years and years and years, has on occasion gone and bought some nice rods and reels. So today, he had the day off, took a day off today. He works very hard. And he's with his girlfriend and a buddy. And I guess she decides to cast with his $400 rod and reel, and she threw the whole thing in the lake.
Oh, my goodness.
So he said he
you have to try to act like it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, don't. Oh, that's, honey.
That, don't worry about
that,
it.
You know what? That happens all the time. You stop that crying. Don't you worry about it.
Wait, he was crying. Probably.
Well, he would have been.
Not in front of her, maybe later.
Not know who to call, but he called a salvage. There's a guy at the lake who is, he's like a Navy SEAL. He's the king of all salvage people. He hires him to come out, and they're fishing on the dock, and this guy says, so where do you think she threw it in? He points, and the guy, okay, and he puts on the thing, goes down. And in less than 10 minutes, he comes up with a rod and reel, and there it is. I mean, and then my son starts talking to this guy. I'm going to try to get this guy on to interview him because he's the guy who goes down to find bodies when people drown.
Oh, my goodness.
And my son said, what's the deepest you've had to go down at the lake, Lake of the Ozarks, to pull out a body? He said 137 feet. And he also said that he goes down in Party Cove, and he has come back up with Rolexes and diamond rings. It's like a treasure hunt. And the other thing he finds is anchors. Now, you don't think about this, but a lot of people will anchor a boat, and you can't get loose. It wraps around a big tree trunk that's at the bottom of the lake or a big rock or boulder. And finally, you have to just cut the rope. Or you're not going anywhere.
Already, some people throw it in and it's not attached.
Oh, that's happened.
Sure,
that's happened.
Yeah.
Whoa, not attached to the boat. So he gets those, and anchors, good anchors, can be very, very expensive, especially these chrome plated things for these big boats. So maybe we'll get this guy on here because what a job! And he said, he told my son that this year, just this year, and that you log your underwater time. And he has almost 700 hours under the water already this year at the lake. So pretty interesting job. One of those things most people don't think about that exists is a job like that. We've talked about this column before. I love this column. It's Dear Prudence. It's like a Dear Abby kind of thing. And I'll read you this letter to Prudence. Dear Prudence. We have any letter reading music? Bruce, you guys,
something
to read
here.
Letters by. You know what I'm talking about. Dear Prudence, and take your time, coming up with it. No hurry. Dear Prudence, really, take your time. Dear Prudence, my wife hates sex. Over the years, her libido has gradually faded to nothing, and she now finds even the thought of intercourse unpleasant. She loves me and tries to accommodate my desires out of a sense of obligation, but she'd rather be doing almost anything else, including household chores. She would prefer a completely sexless marriage. We've tried everything we can that we can think of to rekindle her interest and make sex more enjoyable, but nothing seems to work. I recently made a joke, just an off-color remark, intended to make light of a frustrated situation, that the one thing we hadn't tried was slipping her a Mickey. Now stop the music. For people who don't know what a Mickey is, it's an old term for basically it just knocks her out. She just, boom.
The date rape drug, I think.
It's kind of like a date rape thing. Yeah. Start the music again. She responded by saying, by taking this seriously, she takes a prescription sleep aid and is confident that she could sleep through sex after she takes it. She says she's comfortable with the idea of me having sex with her while she's out, so long as she had consented beforehand. Initially, I rejected the idea as creepy and weird, but as my frustration grows, I'm beginning to reconsider. I'm not particularly excited by the thought of an unconscious partner, but I'm wondering if we shouldn't at least give it a try. I'm having difficulty mentally and emotionally sorting this out. Does it make me a creep for even considering it? And here's the answer from Prudence. He signs it, "The Sandman Cometh." And she says, "Dear Sandman, you are not a creep for considering your wife's offer." Which means, gentlemen, it'll be okay to knock your wife out with something and then go ahead and have sex.
I totally agree. That sounds awesome to me. I don't need her to be awake. As long as she agrees to it ahead of time, right? You don't want to...
Yeah, what would happen if she's not knocked out or anything? She's just sleeping. You just kind of roll over.
Yeah, they're not going to keep sleeping through that.
Yeah.
Well, you, they might, because they won't feel anything.
Well, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Is that it?
My darn wife is a light sleeper. Mm. Darn it.
Yeah.
Darn it.
Speaking of Garth Brooks, he, last night at a sold-out arena in Chicago, started his 11-show Chicago run. There's a guy in this article in USA Today they interviewed from Minneapolis. This is his 15th Garth Brooks concert. He's going to go to 4 of the Chicago shows. Now,
I don't get those
guys. I don't get these people either. This guy's a real fan. But here's what I think is really interesting. Garth Brooks, first of all, is a marketing genius. And I think a terrific singer. And does he write, like, the dance? Does he write any of his own? I don't even know if he writes his music, but he's done some just tremendous songs like The Dance and If Tomorrow Never Comes. I love those songs. But a few hours before the concert started last night in Chicago, he launched a digital music service called Ghost Tunes. Now, remember, you couldn't get his music on iTunes. Remember that?
Right.
Ghost Tunes already has its first coup. Listen to this. There's a thing called the Bundle. It's a digital package that allows Garth Brooks fans to buy his first 8 albums and his 1998 double live album and pre-order his next 2 albums, all for
$29.99.
Oh. That is an incredible deal. Good for him. Because you know what? He has enough money. He doesn't need to make money off people downloading his music. He's got enough, and he'll continue to make money. So this is a guy who has said many times he thinks people pay too much money sometimes for things, and he's not just talking the talk, but walking the walk. But I will say that his concert in Vegas was not cheap. I think the average ticket was like $200, $300.
And that's where they make the majority of their money, I think.
His concerts.
Yeah.
Now, we talked about the guys who have, this guy who's been to 15 of his concert and his concerts and is going to go to 4 of the ones in Chicago. In that category of who are these losers, here we go. In New York, they're lining up to get the next version of the iPhone. Yesterday, 4 people lined up for what goes on sale 16 days from now. Chairs, sleeping bags, tarps, extra clothing. You got to be kidding me.
I don't get that.
Well, some of them are paid to do it. They're paid by people who have them standing in for them, or they're paid by companies who want publicity, and they wear the company's T-shirt because they know the news people are going to be there and go, hey, you've been here, you're going to be here for over 2 weeks, and when they interview them, the company's name is there. I don't. They'd have to pay me a tremendous amount of money to be on the sidewalk for 16 days. I don't get it. What else do we need to make sure we cover? Ah, I believe this. There's a new study that shows 8 out of 10 homes in the United States, there's no smoking. I believe that. Even people that I know who smoke go outside.
Oh, in their house. Oh, yeah.
I believe that's 80%. I believe that.
When I smoked, yeah, I wouldn't smoke in the house.
Well, there you go. Dan, do you smoke in the house?
No.
Most people I know who smoke now do not even smoke in their own homes. It's their home, and they still go outside to smoke. So that's probably a good thing, that 80% of the homes, there's no smoking. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This, one of the great jokes ever. And I didn't save the name of the person who emailed me and said, do you think it's been long enough that you can tell this joke? Yeah, you know what? I'm not even supposed to be here today. This is Paul Harris's day, so I'll just do whatever I want. I'll tell this joke. It's the story of a ship captain. Now, this takes place many, many, many years ago, like the 1800s or something, 1700s, whatever. He has a crew of 50, and one of the big problems back then they had to deal with was pirates. We still have to deal with pirates, but these were the kind of pirates you envision. Swords, you know, mean, they're going to rob you, kill you, take everything off your boat. So the captain has a member of his crew whose his only job is a telescope to scan the seas. And this guy yells to the captain, Captain! Pirates! And the captain grabs the telescope. Sure enough, a boat full of pirates headed right to their boat. And it looks like about an equal-sized crew, about 50 pirates. So the captain, get your swords, man, your stations, be prepared for battle. And then he turns to the, he says, First mate, bring me my red shirt. And the first mate brings him his red shirt. And sure enough, here come the pirates, and the swords start clanging and clacking, and the blood is flowing, and it's a fight to the death. And when it's over, all the pirates are dead. And so are some of the captain's crew. He now has a crew of 20, and they're wounded. But they are victorious. The captain changes clothes. They continue out to sea. They bury the dead, wrap them, have a ceremony. A couple of days later, the crew member with the telescope, Captain, pirates! He grabs the telescope. He looks. Oh, no. Oh, no. It's about 100 pirates on the ship. He has 20. Man, your stations, get your swords. First mate, bring me my red shirt. Brings in the red shirt. Pirates come on board. Such bravery these 20 men exhibit, such strength, such adrenaline allows them to kill every one of the 100 pirates. Now there's a crew of 4, only 4 that survive. And one of the 4 says, Captain, including you, there are only 5 of us. He says, I know. Be strong. Think positive. He says, Captain, can I ask you a question? Something I've wondered about, and I think now's a good time to ask. You always ask the first mate for your red shirt. Why is that? He says, I'll tell you why. Because in battle, if I'm wounded, I don't want my men to see that I'm bleeding. The red shirt covers that. Because if my men see I'm bleeding, they think I'm injured or wounded or may die, they would give up. That's why I call for the red shirt. And just then, the man with the telescope, Captain! Pirates! He grabs the telescope and he looks out. Now there are four crew members and the captain, and here comes a pirate ship with, it looks like, 200 pirates. He turns to the first mate and says, First mate, bring me my brown pants.
Meet me.
Time to get a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
It's really been a rough ride home for folks. We've got a new crash now. It's a two-vehicle collision on southbound 170 before Highway 40. The left lane is closed. Traffic is starting to back up now at Forest Park Parkway. If you're traveling on westbound 70, you've got that slowdown between Jennings Station Road, Lucas, and Hunt. They're still working with the accident on the Blanchette Bridge. It has the left lane blocked. Traffic is a solid jam all the way past the, or all the way back to the airport. You've got a stalled vehicle on eastbound 70 that's causing a good backup now at O'Fallon Park. The left lane was blocked there. On westbound 40, you're still running slow from Kings Highway through McCausland. Heavy again from Boone's Crossing out to the Boone Bridge, and a few pockets from Highway 94 out through Wentzville. The eastbound 70, since they've cleared that accident at Wentzville Parkway, things are really thinning out there. Westbound 70 is still running slow from Highway A through Wentzville Parkway. On southbound 270, look for a little slowdown between Page and Manchester and the downtown bridge approaches. Only northbound 55 is slowing as you approach Park to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by America's Best Contact and Eyeglasses. Check out the designer sale. America's Best Designer Sale offers two pairs of single vision glasses for $69.95, including a free eye exam. Limited time offer, call 1-800-TWO-PAIR. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is your information station for ABC News. Local news, traffic reports, and weather updates you can count on. Locally owned, locally operated. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Buying a home and finding a real estate agent is probably the most important thing you will do. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group, what should people look for in a real estate agent?
Number one, you should find a top-producing full-time agent. Did you know 20% of the agents sell about 80% of the houses in the St. Louis area? So the average agent sells less than 8 houses a year. Kathy Helbig Group sells over 100 houses a year.
You're not a typical real estate agent. You have a full group and a full team.
Exactly. It's a real estate business, so we have to be proficient at marketing, exposure, pricing, knowing our inventory, knowing the competition, and how to negotiate offers.
Kathy, if a buyer or a seller calls you today, what can you offer them?
A professional home designer on our staff will come in and give them an evaluation of their style and staging of their home prior to going on the market.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS. KathyHelbigGroup.com, 314-726-SOLD, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Back in the 1940s, Walter Byerly, a cabinet maker, decided to build house trailers. The Warren family purchased a small trailer in 1954, and so began a 20-year odyssey covering 47 states. Every summer, the Warrens hit the road. Hardly a national monument or park was missed, documented by hundreds of slides and notebooks recording expenses like $6.06 for groceries and $3.69 for 13 gallons of gas. You can see the Warren's 1954 Byerly trailer on display at the lot and compare how RVs have changed in 60 years.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
Discover your family, show them you care.
For the rest of your life, you gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
This is Scott Sherman. You know, I'm reading Steve Scaller and about 5,000 area families being foreclosed on just in the first quarter. But there's good news about that, isn't there?
There really is, Scott. I'm looking at a deal right now. We had a gentleman come in here with his two kids. They were in elementary school. He was 7 months behind on his mortgage, had an FHA loan, was looking at a foreclosure, didn't know where he was going to live, didn't know where his kids were going to go to school, didn't know any of that. But this guy picked up the phone and refused to be one of those 5,000 families. He came came in here, and you know what? 3 months later, the guy's mortgage is brought current. His mortgage payment has been brought in line with something that's affordable with what he's earning right now, and he doesn't have to worry about where his kids are going to go to school or where they're going to have a roof over their head.
How do other people prevent themselves from being one of those 5,000?
The first step is to pick up the phone and call us at 636-527-5121.
Or stlouishomeretentiongroup.com. St. Louis Home Retention Group, saving families one home at a time.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It, with some good news for our listeners. How many of you listening have an old TV or bulky entertainment center taking up valuable space in your home? Well, then you need to call Pitchit at 314-932-1100 and take advantage of their excellent service, as many of our listeners have. Pitchit provides a residential commercial junk removal service with very affordable rates. Their friendly staff at Pitchit will arrive at your location, remove your unwanted items, and you don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your attic, anywhere they're located, and then clean up after themselves. Pitchit will provide free estimates. They'll visit your location on your schedule, not theirs, and provide you with a quote on the spot. Pitchit is an eco-friendly recycling most items within reason, and of course they are fully insured. So give them a call at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100. Or visit their website at pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Senior discount supply.
You know, until recently, I had no idea of the difference it makes when you deal directly with the lending institution owner, as opposed to various different employees in a large lending conglomerate. Of course, I'm talking about Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. In addition to being the proud owner, Stewart prides himself on taking care of each loan from start to finish. He's been in the mortgage business for over 25 years and knows how to keep that constant recalling and rehashing at a very minimum. He knows your specific information, and when it comes time to get finalization, Stewart is there to explain your specific circumstances, getting you the lowest possible interest rate. But you must act now, as interest rates are at historic lows. Yes, the best possible rates in the shortest possible time at the lowest possible cost. Don't be confused. There's only one, Stewart's American Mortgage. On the internet, it's stewartsamc.com or call 314-324-4440. That's 324-4440.
The Retirement Symphony is the show that makes sure your retirement plan hits the perfect pitch. We'll show you the necessary tools and strategies to fine-tune your portfolio to set you up for a flawless financial performance in retirement. We'll do it all and more while having fun talking about something we all love, music. So tune in to the Retirement Symphony every Sunday afternoon at 3 with your local retirement conductor, Robert Baltzel. That's Sunday afternoons at 3 on the Big 550, KTRS.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beale's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beale family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beale, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
America's number one frozen burger is Bubba Burger. It's quick, convenient, and always the quality you can trust. Visit BubbaFoods.com to find a Bubba retailer nearest you.
There's nothing like a delicious, high-quality restaurant steak delivered to your home from Kuna Food Service. Prices are reasonable, and it's perfect as a gift anytime. Kuna Food Service, online at SteakGift.net.
I know how much you folks like the outdoor segment, how good it usually is. Comprehensive. Learn a lot. We don't have time for it today. We do have time for the sponsor, Pistols Plus, in Osage Beach, Missouri. I've been going there for, I'm guessing, 10, 12 years, maybe more. And the plus in Pistols Plus means ammo, targets, accessories, cases, lockboxes, safes, knives, lights, archery, and all the archery accessories, blah, 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 and on down the line. Now, I told you yesterday that since this Ferguson stuff, Most of the gun stores are reporting 400 to 800% increase in sales. And I get that. I understand that. And I've said many times, I cannot imagine the feeling of somebody breaking into your house or being in a situation in your car where you realize you're trapped and now you're at the mercy of whatever thug or bad person is approaching your car. I can't imagine just having a stick or something. Pistols Plus, it's in Osage Beach, in the heart of Osage Beach, right across from Staples. And when you go by, and I know you folks, thousands of you every weekend, including this weekend, who go to the lake, you've seen the sign and you've seen Pistols Plus. And you look over and you might go, oh, a little bitty place. And it's not little at all. It's about 10 times bigger when you get in there than you'd think it would be. And they have a great range. You can get your concealed carry instructions and permit, and not the actual permit, but what you take to your sheriff, the training, you get all that there. And then, of course, there's the archery department, which I don't know anything about because I've never used a bow and arrow. I don't know anything about that, but lucky for you, they have people there who do, who know a lot about it. And then there's Chickie's Restaurant, which you say, what does that have to do with anything? It's owned by the same people. And I'm getting emails from people going, where'd you say that great fried chicken was? I didn't say it was great fried chicken. I said the name of the place is Chickie's. It's a restaurant on the outside of town. As you're going into the lake in 54, for those of you who take that route from Kingdom City, about a mile before the exit to the dam, on your right, it looks like a little Western set, movie set, red barn, like a Western. The Chickie's is in there. It's a bar. Great wings, chicken livers, and I'm a big chicken livers guy, so if you're on the way in or on the way out, just stop, try it out. Tell them your AM and the PM. We'd appreciate that. And Pistols Plus does have a website. It's pistolsplusguns.net. Pistols Plus, if you're looking for a handgun or a shotgun or a rifle, please tell them when you go on your AM and the PM, and I may very well see you in there. Pistols Plus.
It's Aloha Friday.
It's Aloha Friday.
No work till Monday.
No work till Monday and no time for much of anything because I never want to cut out the Aloha Friday song at the end of this segment, so just let's get right to it. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Guns. Annie Guns Restaurant, and right next door to it is the Smokehouse Market. I will be dining one evening next week with our winner in the charity drawing at Annie Guns. And I can't tell you when because you know the whole paparazzi thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Maybe not. Ladies and gentlemen, Annie Guns and the Smokehouse are proud to present Mike Evans. There he is. Yeah.
All right. Is the station flying me in to have dinner with you and the winner?
Hang on. Let me check because I have a station itinerary. No.
Pop quiz question. Name the name of the deceased person.
Joan Rivers.
Who was rapper, gangsta, thug, Suge Knight's best friend? Robin Williams.
Ooh.
JFK Jr. George Harrison.
Oh. Wow.
How about that? Look into that.
That's a good one.
Interesting.
That's a good
one. TV news on HBO Sunday night. Little Frankie O. The premiere of the final season of
Boardwalk Empire. Yes.
I can hardly wait.
It'll be good.
Love that show.
You know, I love Chalky White.
Absolutely. But still, Michael Sheen.
Oh, yeah, he's a creep. He's a creepy guy.
It's hard to beat him.
Yeah.
Early favorite to win next season's Dancing with the Stars, track star Lolo Jones. I find her to be a hot box.
She is hot.
Big Bang Theory moving to Monday night. It could be a mistake fighting NFL football. However.
And there's always a however in life.
They were on Thursday nights, and now there's Thursday night football, so there you go. TV review. I have watched the new ABC World News Tonight with David Muir now for a full week. When Muir took over, people were saying for Diane Sawyer that he would beat Brian Williams and Scott Paley. I don't think so. Homie, don't play that. I'm sorry, it's just not very good. Fluffy stories, he talks too fast, the graphics are bad, tends to be too conversational. And yesterday's a good example. Last night I taped both, watched the CBS Nightly News. They started off with a two-minute package on NATO and the meetings in Europe. Then a two-minute package on ISIS. Then a two-minute package on Ebola and the new cases. Meanwhile, all over on ABC World News Tonight. The first 6 minutes were spent on Joan Rivers. That's the biggest story in the world. Joan Rivers, 6 minutes. It's just bad.
Especially especially 2 days after.
Yeah, exactly. Movie news, number one movie in China, breaking all records, Dawn of Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus wants to play Dolly Parton in a biopic. I don't see that. She just don't pack the gear.
Well, they can. Yeah. Hollywood can fix that.
I still don't think she'd make a good Dolly Parton. NFL football is finally here. My Super Bowl picks, I like Denver and Seattle to repeat again. Oh, it reminds me now that Johnny Football has been designated the second-string quarterback in Cleveland. Papers there refer to him as Johnny Clipboard. That's what he'll be holding and working on during the games. I love it. On a serious note, talking to people that their business is taking care of our country with the Homeland Security and CIA, there are some people in Washington that are very concerned about next week, 9/11. Buzz around Washington of the disaster, worried about those 9/11 jets that have disappeared. Also, rumors of suicide car bombs in Vegas, Texas, and Chicago. Even a story about terrorists with these maps to the stars killing celebrities on 9/11.
See, I disagree. I think that's too obvious. If I were a terrorist, I'd hit when you least expect it. I hope I'm right here and that's not going to happen.
I think it's going to be a kind of a nervous week, though.
Yeah, it will be.
Who's Suge Knight's best friend? Huh? Best friend, Suge Knight, now deceased. Robin Williams, JFK Jr., George Harrison.
Jr.
That's a good quiz.
I'll say JFK Jr.
Yeah. I'll say Robin Williams.
Yeah, and JFK Jr., Robin Williams. Who's the other one?
George Harrison.
I'm going to go Robin Williams.
Suge Knight became very good friends, best friends with JFK Jr. before his death. JFK Jr. even hired Suge Knight to write a music column in his magazine at the time called George. And finally. And finally. Yeah, baby. Aloha Friday. Hey. We're doing Monday. Hey. We're going to play it. Hey. Aloha Friday.
Hey.
Good luck to the St. Louis Cardinals and the St. Louis U's. Let you go on, Elon, and you can look who in the car and I and who you go. To a curry curry. Why, I'm not a guy, I'm a key, cocker, who we hope.
Anana Kuli Makawani, Anna Ona, Nana Lula, Hawaii.
You know who tried to make it big in that business and thought they'd be like Suge Knight? Splenda Knight and Equal Knight. Thanks, Dan. Thank you, Dan. We'll be right back. This is the Big 550.
It's time for our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. Well, some good news. They've cleared that accident on westbound 70 at the Blanchette Bridge. Traffic is still jammed up from Lindbergh all the way out to the Blanchette Bridge. On southbound 270, you're looking pretty good there. Northbound 270, the two right lanes trying to ramp onto 70 is slow from Dorset up through Highway 70. Eastbound 270, you had that earlier accident at 170. That has been cleared. You still have a jam up that goes from Highway 370 through Lindbergh, and then things open up through 367. You have the crash on southbound 170 before Highway 40. Now you're backed up to Delmar, and westbound 40 slowing from Hampton through McCausland. Eastbound 40 heavy 141 through Mason. This traffic report brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Celebrate the weekend with an effortless meal from Walmart Deli. Get a 2-liter Coke and 16-ounce market side cheese or pepperoni pizza starting at $8.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
The Big 550. Too desirable to be real.
KTRS.
McGuire Furniture Rental and Sales.
For quality name brand furnishings in a range of contemporary, traditional, and casual living styles, visit McGuire Furniture Rental and Sales. Stop by the showroom today at 650 Fifi Road near Westport to experience the superior quality of new and gently used furniture at low, low prices. For directions, go to McGuireFurnitureRental.com.
Furniture that you desire. McGuire Furniture Rental and Sales.
Hi, I'm Dave Schumacher.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven.
Hi, I'm Martin Kilcoyne.
Hi, this is Randy Naughton.
Hey, it's John Carney.
Hi, I'm Kara Sneed.
Hi there, it's Frank O'Pinion.
Hi, I'm Dan Strauss.
This is Laurie Connors.
Hi, folks, it's John Shea.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan.
The names you grew up with and went to school with. Now they're on your trusted, locally owned, locally operated radio station. The Big 550 KTRS.
Have more fun in the outdoors this fall with a new RV from the St. Louis Fall RV Show and Sale. Get your best deal on new models and closeouts Friday through Sunday on the parking lot at St. Louis Outlet Mall in Hazelwood. Free admission.
This is the Big 550.
Yeah, baby.
KTRS.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Well, the good news for me sitting in for Paul Harris is I get his Friday pay, and that's considerable money. I don't know what he charges. Thank you for letting me come in on a Friday. I've been told that next Friday I will be back on the sign.
What?
Paul, I know, but
what?
I'll be here Monday. I'll be here Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by the St. Louis VA, now seeking full-time positions in many disciplines. The VA Healthcare System, healthcare for heroes. In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Out with the heat, in with a big change for the weekend. Some scattered storms as well. I'll tell you how much cooler temperatures will get.
Six people killed in the city of St. Louis in just the last 24 hours. The tragic twist involving one of the victims. Groundbreaking on a new military memorial in Jefferson Barracks. How you can be part of the project honoring Missouri's fallen heroes. And what could possibly have turned the fountain in Keener Plaza a shade of teal? First on Fox, it may be a wet and wild night in the metro area. The Gateway Honda dealer Storm Pilot is out, and it looks like some potentially serious weather moving into the area.
Yeah, here's meteorologist Chris Higgins with a look at the first forecast. Chris?
Got to turn him around. He's going the wrong way. He needs to go westbound. That's where the storm is.
Yeah, he's in St. Peter's right now going toward the city, but you're saying that it's all
west.
All,
if he turned around, it would be just to his west. He'd have a great view of the dark clouds moving in. There are some big storms out there, nothing severe, but we're right on the line, so we could have...